So hi everyone, welcome to another episode. I haven't posted since a very long time and I don't know what I used to say in the other episodes. Whatever, so today is Christmas Eve and as you know, tomorrow is Christmas, that's quite obvious. So I thought that maybe I could do like a little fun type of episode. I don't know, just some trivia about Christmas. I don't know really what to talk about in this episode, just some stuff and yeah, that's it. That's all that's going to happen in this episode. So if you are not interested, I request you to not listen to this episode because this episode will be full of crap. Just joking. And this is my conscience recording. I mean, it does me while editing this episode. I don't feel like it's Christmas, so I'm just gonna cue some Christmas music in the background to enjoy this episode. Yeah. And one more thing, I made a playlist, a Christmas playlist, the editor's choice. So I'll just put a link in the description, the Spotify playlist. If you don't want to listen to the episode, at least listen to the playlist and make sure to give it a like. Thank you. Like, I think all of us know what Christmas is and like, why is it celebrated? So I'm just gonna cut to the middle stuff. So there are like hundreds of songs, hundreds of movies, hundreds of TV series, episodes, because it's quite a big festival in, you know, abroad. And almost like in every country, Christmas is celebrated. Even I decorated a tree. I ordered a new one this time and it's like very full. So full of decorating stuff and lights, obviously. So I have like a couple of questions. It's like basically a questionnaire in which I can ask myself questions. I don't know what I'm doing, but yeah, let's answer some questions. A thought just crossed my mind that basically I should dedicate this podcast to just answering questions. Like, yeah, maybe some topics would be there in every new topics in every episode, and then I ask and answer questions myself because I'm not getting people, you know, to interview or to talk to. So yeah, so let's get started. First question is that in Home Alone, where are the McAllisters going on holiday when they leave Kevin behind? I think McAllisters go to France because Paris, because they're like apparently some relatives living there, and they leave Kevin behind. Whatever happened in Home Alone, a very classic Christmas movie, highly, highly recommended. Next, if you're born on Christmas Day, what is your star sign? So, I think Capricorn, obviously, because after 22nd, it's Capricorn, earlier it's Sagittarius. Next, in the episode of Friends, the one with the holiday armadillo, who dresses up as an armadillo? So, I am not a really big fan of Friends. I'm not saying it's bad per se, but still, I don't like Friends. I don't know why. I've seen a couple of episodes and all. But luckily, this was an episode which I saw. So, I think the answer to this is Ross. Yeah, it's Ross. Let me just look on the web and yeah, it's Ross. Next, moving on. It may be like a bit boring to you, but let's see if this gets a little interesting or not. Next is in Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone, what do Dursleys give Harry for Christmas? I want to say some hand-me-down clothes, but I think it's wrong. Because, I mean, Harry, all the his clothes are hand-me-down. So I think I'm gonna go for a coin. They give, like, some money. I don't know, like, not money because obviously they will not give dollars or any notes to him. But I think the answer to this is a coin, you know, for... So. Next is Dr. Seuss, the Grinch, attempts to steal Christmas from which unsuspecting town? Okay, I just saw this movie, so... Yeah, it's that Whoville. Next, what's the name of the giant snow monster that guards Elsa's palace in Frozen? This is like Frozen is just amazing. I don't know like why like adults or even like teenagers don't watch Frozen. Like whoever I've asked, they have just watched Frozen 1 and not 2. I think like Frozen 2 is better than Frozen 1, but whatever. The bodyguard was. The giant was in the Frozen, the first part, so I think, I'm not saying that I think, but I know the answer is Marshmallow. I don't even have to look it up on the web. Next, what does Harry receive from Dumbledore during his first Christmas at Hogwarts? I'm just loving these Harry Potter questions because, again, Harry Potter is the biggest fandom present right now, I think. And, like, I can just estimate and believe, also, like, make you sure that, like, people love Harry Potter. Like, I think whoever has seen it, 99% people have loved Harry Potter. So, the answer to this is the Mirror of Erised. No, this is not Mirror of Erised. Don't get me wrong. He finds Mirror of Erised. But the answer to this is what he gets as gift is the invisibility cloak. His father's invisibility cloak. Next. Who tries to stop Christmas from coming by stealing all things of Christmas from the Who's? Who's, in a sense, who will? So the answer will be the Grinch. Just saw the movie. Just answer the previous question. Next. What is the first name of Scrooge, the principal character of the novel of Christmas Carol? So I think the answer to this will be Ebenezer, because I have read the book and it was like a literature chapter in like one of the previous classes. So I think it is Ebenezer Scrooge. Let's just search on the web. And yes, it is Ebenezer Scrooge is the protagonist of Charles Dickens' novel Christmas Carol. I just love Christmas theme, like not only Christmas, but still like whatever things, like suppose I just told you that there are books, movies, episodes, just, you know, directed to this particular, you know, festival. So I just love theme stuff, you know where you're going, and just it's very directed. And like people who love, for example, people who love holidays, who love Christmas, they really enjoy such things. And yeah, vice versa. So it's very important to do things according to, you know, a theme. But many people may oppose me or like prove me wrong at this point, but still it's my perspective. And yeah, next. Who is the author of A Christmas Carol? I just answered it, Charles Dickens. Next, how do you say Merry Christmas in Spanish? Actually, I would have not known this question, but yesterday I was on Pinterest, so I saw a pen in which it was like a card, Christmas card in Spanish. So it was Feliz Navidad, so that's what you call Merry Christmas in Spanish. Next are a series of would you rather questions, and I just picked them randomly from the net. First one, would you rather sing... have to loudly sing the chorus of Jingle Bells every time you walk into a room for a single week, and or have to wear a Santa suit to school every day for a week. So school is not open, but anyways, I would have chosen obviously Jingle Bells. Like I do that all the time, especially in December, because I don't know, I just love singing. And one thing that came to my mind, and I would like to share this, it's a very funny, you can say a quote by some anonymous person. Why is it that I love singing so much, but I have a very bad voice? And it's just so relatable. I think most of you will be able to relate it to also with me. So yeah, it's very unfair. Next, would you rather live in a giant gingerbread house or ride on the Polar Express? I don't know what's a Polar Express. I think it's basically that Polar Express. It was a movie. I remember it was a movie, and it was a train, name of a train in a movie. So I don't know. I think I'll choose gingerbread house. Live in a gingerbread house. Next. Visit the North Pole or visit Whoville? Okay, I just told you what Whoville is. And I think I'm gonna choose the North Pole. I know, like, whoever's listening and thinks that Santa is real is wrong. Hate to spoil your dreams, but I think it's quite obvious that Santa is not real. So still, I would like to visit the North Pole, see what's there. Next, see the Nutcracker or dance in the Nutcracker. If I'm, you know, correct, Nutcracker is a movie, or it's like basically a play, right? And there's a lot of dancing and stuff. I just read the story, like the story of Nutcracker. So I think I'm going to choose watch. Yeah, because like dance, I don't like dance. Next, spend a day watching Christmas videos or spend a day Christmas shopping at the mall. Definitely Christmas shopping, because... Or people who don't leave their house often in this pandemic, it's just hell for them. And like, I think everybody agrees that, like, they don't go out so much in this time, and if they get a chance, they'll obviously go to shop, because the other option, spend a day watching Christmas videos, that's all what we do these days in the holidays. So yeah, it's definitely the second option. Last but not least, I have done this. Be given $100 for Christmas to buy things for yourself, or be given $1,000 before Christmas to buy the gift for other people. I think I would like to go with the second one, because it's very good to be a little kind, you know, before Christmas and then give the gift on Christmas. Because I don't know, I'll just choose the second option, and the first one is like really selfish, like you have those $100 and you just have to keep them for yourself and buy gifts for yourself or whatever. So I hope you guys like this episode, whatever it was. If you made it to the end, congratulations, you are the one true listener of this podcast. I don't know what to say next, but yeah, follow this podcast, whatever. Obviously, you will not follow because I don't post that much these days, but whatever. If you want to follow, share this podcast, share this episode, this one particular, if you like this. And yeah, peace out. And please make sure to follow this podcast if you agree with me that Christmas should be given a single month. I mean, like, if you want December to be renamed as the Christmas month or as the holidays. So yeah, again, peace out.